Alrighty, and we are back for another episode of Fans on Patrol. We got a huge crew here today, actually. We got the whole gang here. The gang's back together.
Yeah, we can't get rid of nobody anymore.
I'm your host, Graham Brantley.
I am your co-host, Montego Bradley.
Let's go around. Devin.
I am Devin Nugent.
Ryan Williams.
Matthew Curley.
Alrighty, that's weird. All right, now what's your favorite interest? What's your favorite hobby?
Oh, we're getting to that already. Lately, it's been shooting guns as of this morning.
No, I'm talking about when you go to first day of school and like, all right, now say one interesting thing about yourself.
Yeah. Or in college classes.
Right. We've been gone for 2 weeks now, so there's been a good amount of stuff that's been coming out, news, new TV shows and movies. So we got a good amount of stuff to be talking about this week, so we're pumped to get it rolling here.
Indeed.
So I think might as well just, get rolling into it. You want to take the first news story there, my friend?
Well, I don't think I will, man, because I was concerned about you this week, man. I heard you had some problems,
no,
issues,
I'm,
and concerns.
I'm totally good.
So I heard that you was drunk and you ran into a family of five.
Okay, yes.
It's total speculation.
They all died, but I made it out of there scot-free, so I feel good.
Thank God for airbags, huh?
Yeah, I got into a car wreck. I'm just pretending like it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. You want to bring the misfortune to the podcast.
I don't have a car currently.
Ooh.
That
sucks. So.
It's getting repaired, though. The best place is the place is getting repaired is like two streets over from where
I'll walk over and check it out.
Exactly. How are you, car? I'm sorry I had to leave you here. Nah, it's all right. Insurance is covering it and stuff, so I'll be all right. That's fucking like $8,000, though. $8,100, they said. So I did a pretty good job of fucking that thing up.
Yikes.
Appreciate it. So it's been like 2 weeks. The guy fixing it's kind of, my dad's been doing business with him forever, so he's kind of
trying to make it easy.
Putting ahead of the line, so it should be all right.
Yeah, that's good. Shoot, ain't nothing like being in a damn accident.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm not like more like worried about it. I don't even fucking care. So toodaloo, car.
Because you obsess about stuff, man.
Exactly.
I'm proud of you that you're not.
Whatever.
Good.
I don't care.
Very good.
Exactly. So anybody else got any interesting
tales? I got some more questions. Where the hell you been, Devin? Yeah. God damn, we ain't seen you. Look at he got his Ohio State hat on and stuff. Yeah. He dished this for
what
Ohio
time,
State
what time
a couple
they
weeks.
Today?
They play at 6
PM or
which is
they already played.
Which is the only reason why Devin is here, because they play at 6.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Oh, okay.
That is incorrect.
Who do they play today, Devin?
They play Cincinnati Bearcats.
Oh, this should be a decent game, huh?
Should be a good game.
Should be a decent game. Mm-hmm. If they didn't suck so bad this year.
Yep.
No, I'm not. That's not a jab at him.
No, he's right.
I'm
they
a
do.
Fan myself. I yeah. just wow.
That, they do. They're not very good this year.
22-6.
And we can't hear anything because you don't talk to the mic.
22-6 loss Cincinnati. That's what they're predicting.
Nah, we'll see. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just after we lose one game already, I'm already like, fucking, I don't even care if we win or lose anymore.
The first
Unless
year.
Ohio State goes undefeated.
Right.
I don't give a shit.
But the depressing thing about it is, for years and years, we're talking about we need a college championship. We got a tournament this year, right? It finally came.
Yeah, the bowl.
Who knows?
And
the fucking Big Ten just sucks. They're not going to put anybody from the Big Ten into the tournament. So
No. Could have shot ourselves in the foot with this request.
Right.
Never go back in again.
Yeah.
See you later. Anyway, where we at, man? In the news, right?
That's where you want to kick it off?
Let's kick it off, man.
Alrighty. Take it, my friend.
All right, good people. This is a story that we posted this week. But, it's kind of a story here. We're all excited about X-Men's franchise that's been going on. And first part of the news is that Bryan Singer has been brought back to continue with the franchise. All his little legal woes is gone.
The thing is they're not going – if he makes money and he didn't get – they drop the charges, and he makes money, and
yeah,
they don't care.
Well, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I hate the fact that somebody calls you a child molester and is stuck with you for
exactly,
life. You know,
right.
It's some bull crap.
Michael!
Right. You too, huh? Yeah, right. But, so anyway, they're trying, whatever they're doing with this movie, not sure how they're going to cast it. They're not sure how they're going to cast
it.
They're not sure how they're going to cast it.
What is it? Is it supposed to be called Apocalypse? Or what is it?
Yes. The next.
Hold on.
My feedback protection kicked in, so we kind of lost some folks, but it's all good. We are back. Anyway, so they're bringing in younger Jean Grays.
Okay.
Never mind. We're good, bro. They're bringing in, it's supposed to be younger Scott, younger Jean, younger.
It's supposed to have been like, what, 20 years
before? 20 years before the first movie.
Is it? It's called Apocalypse, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's because of the main bad guy. His name is Apocalypse.
Yeah. Is he the one who can, like.
He's supposed to be the first mutant.
He's the super duper mutant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Superior.
Yeah, his what is his power? Everything is his power. He has so many powers, so.
Can he?
He had a little cameo at the end.
Shoot bullets from his eyes.
He doesn't have the.
Oh, cool. Well, then there you go.
Like, everything
can do anything.
Everything comes to Superman with this dude, right? You know.
I said, can he shoot bullets from his eyes?
Right, but that's. I thought that was Superman. I thought he was talking about Darkseid.
With the
Omega beams.
Right, the
Omega beam. So that's pretty much bullets from his eyes from with the Superman thing. But no, but he's a heavy hitter, and so. Because it's 20 years, I don't know. That's so strange. 20 years before the first movie. So they need younger actors. And I don't know if they're going to do the time slide
Let me go back to how much they have fucked up the X-Men timeline, which is why I had problems with
Days
of Futures Past. Because 20 years before the first movie, the first one was 1999. So then it's supposed to be 1979. And which should be,
right.
Like 2 years after...
Right.
Which one?
First Class?
No, because First Class was the 60s.
First Class was
so
the 60s.
So 2 years after, like,
the last
Wolverine
movie was
Origins.
The 70s.
Wolverine Origins?
Wolverine Origins didn't even have a specific
timeline,
period. It was supposed to be before the X-Men, though.
But it was supposed to be after, a little bit after Vietnam.
Right.
So it should have been, like, the mid-70s.
Hey. I'm cool. I'm just going along for
all
the ride.
All I know is
it
just fucking
rolling.
Pisses me off their timeline. They're just not.
You gotta have that continuity. Huh?
Well, it just makes no sense. But whatever.
Well, I'm upset that they didn't keep the First Class, the original First Class, Beast, Iceman, Jean Grey, Cyclops. You know.
What do you mean? That's the first. The actual
Angel,
First
that's
Class.
That's the actual. Yeah, first recruited X-Men.
Yeah, but they. The thing is. They mess it up when they did the first movie because the first movie had Cyclops in like the late 90s being like 30 years old. So they can't go back to like the 60s
Dude,
or something and have.
It is something different with every movie. I mean, if you're comparing them to the comics, it doesn't relate. And then.
Well, not just, even the comics, the movies themselves.
No. I'm saying that, you know, some.
Fucking.
A lot of times they would like just say, this is what happened in the comics.
If they did all new. Actors and stuff in the roles, I would be like, fine, cool, start over and completely new. But they keep fucking Wolverine and a couple of people in there, so they're all supposed to match up.
Right.
And the one that I'll never get over is the in the first X-Men movie.
Here you come,
Victor.
Yeah, Sabretooth.
Sabretooth. Yeah, it's Creed. In there. But then they bring him back as some other guy, and like they like in when he sees Victor, he doesn't even care. But it's fucking stupid. It's dumb.
Okay.
You're nitpicky.
That's not nitpicky. That's I guarantee if I looked hard enough, I could find a list of some other fucking weird nerd who's done, who's made some list of like the continuity
right.
disruptions in the X-Men
probably,
world movies. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Well, honestly.
I'll get back to you.
No. You
That's going to be me. My weekend has just changed. I'm going to watch all the movies and make a timeline.
Every gripe you have to say about it is absolutely true. I think I just chose to ignore all the inconsistencies and just enjoy the movie as it was. And the last two movies, X-Men First Class and the last one he did was Days of
Future Past,
to me were the best out of the whole franchise.
Yeah, they were, but I never had a problem with it until this newest one.
Because it just threw everything out the water.
Because he goes back and he's got the claws and it's supposed to be before he meets Stryker and he shouldn't have his claws if he hasn't even met Stryker yet.
They should have just had a disclaimer. The first X-Men movie didn't happen.
The first three.
We're going to act like it didn't happen.
The first three never happened.
Well, no, because you had Jean Grey thing going on in there at the end. Yes, you did at the end.
The third one shouldn't, because the third one, okay, This could be a fucking, I need to get off this. This could be a...
With all due respect, in the comic books, they kill off Professor X every other week. Yeah. You know, it's amazing to me how many times he's died. But that's the news story, if you guys can figure out what the hell we were talking about.
So it's pretty much just a new X-Men movie's coming out, and they're still trying to figure out what actors and characters they're going to keep from the movies that they've already put in it. I'm sure we've still got a couple of years until that movie comes out anyway.
Yeah, we'll see. But you can take the half-ass the next story.
Right, this next story is we were just yelling at Montego's. We don't know what...
According to the national report.
How true it is. But there is speculation that Facebook is now going to be charging members $2.99 a month for access to the site.
Starting November
1st. I'm not sure specifically. Do we know if it's to be on the site or is it... I thought the article that I read said... that it's to use specific things on
Facebook. It's to access everything. Your friends, it's to access it.
So $2.99 a month. So $3 a month to be on Facebook now. I would say at this point, they'll probably lose a lot of people.
I would agree.
Because nobody's... like, Facebook's not cool and big enough now to be like, I'm dying to use Facebook.
Well, and I'm sure if this story is true, there's some guys just like us sitting there like, we ought to launch our social media site that doesn't charge right now. You know, so... Get out of that. What are you doing on the phone, Darren? I mean, Devin. Darren?
I actually have the slideshow up, and I'm reviewing it.
Okay. All
right. Thank you very much.
Look, I want to be hard on Devin today.
He's got that. He's got the 6 Plus. It's his tablet.
Right. We want to show you guys this smooth, slick, bend it for us.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Bend it. Twist it like a Tootsie Roll.
But I read the article, and it said that Mark Zuckerberg was like, for us to keep going,
we're being competitive.
We have to do it.
So you know, the most interesting thing about that article, I thought, is that if you were a person that deemed that you were too indigent to, you know, pay for the $2.99 per month, there's an email that you can copy and paste, send in to Facebook every month saying I am too indigent to pay for Facebook, and you will be allowed access, but limited access. You won't be able to participate like having pages in the games and all that goofy stuff that they have on there. So, you know, this report came from the magazine, the National Report, and like you guys did point out, haven't seen it anywhere else.
Right, that's why I'm like, I'm not sure if it's true, because I feel like Facebook is such a big thing that it would be on like CNN or something.
You would think so. We'll wait and see, as we always say on this show, this November 1st, if they're going to be charging us, because you know we use Facebook pretty much with, you know, things that we do on, you know, some of our even though our pages on Facebook are the smallest. We only have, 100 something people on Facebook. We got plenty on Twitter.
Man, fuck it. We don't even need Facebook anymore.
Damn, just get rid of it, huh? We're Twitter only now.
Fuck Facebook.
Okay.
In the face.
I don't want to say that. I might need a job from Facebook one day.
That's from some movie.
I think I heard that before.
It's from Funny People with Adam Sandler. He's doing like a stand-up gig for MySpace. And James Taylor is playing before him. James Taylor finishes and then just goes, okay.
Keep going, man.
And then James Taylor just goes,
he's trying to level out.
Yeah. He finishes his song and just goes, fuck Facebook. In the face.
Yeah.
It's okay, James Taylor.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so that is that story. I'm just gonna carry through here and we only got a couple of just, you know, bait or kind of generic.
Not a lot of news in the last 2 weeks, man.
So Liam Neeson is back for Taken 3.
Funny enough, we ended the last podcast talking about I have a particular set of skills, you know, and lo and behold, here goes some new skills.
It's pretty much, you know, the original one was 2008, then Taken 2 came out in 2012, and the reason they're making it is because Taken 2 years ago made $375 million
worldwide. I did not know this movie made this kind of money, man.
And that made more than the first one, so it's why not make Taken 3?
I didn't even see Taken 2.
Even though they already made Taken 3.
You see Taken 2?
Didn't get any of my money.
I didn't see Taken 2.
Neither did I.
I've seen Taken 2 a couple times.
I've never seen it.
It's not bad.
I saw Taken 2. They get ice cream at the end of the movie, and it's exciting.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. That's about the only thing that the movie was good. They're also not naming the movie Taken 3. It's going to be something else.
It's going to be like...
Took you.
Oh, I think it's a
you've been taken.
A Walk in the Tombstones. It's out right now.
I'm pulling up the reviews right now. That got awful reviews.
No, that's his. He has been becoming that like retired
gruff
secret agent who's getting back into the game
in every one of his movies.
Hey, yeah, but you know what though? I like Liam Neeson. So I don't care, man. I like the dude.
Liam Neeson. I'm saying I like him a lot. Taken 1 was great. Taken 2 obviously wasn't as good. He made that Unknown that people were trying to say was like Taken.
I never seen that.
Remember,
either.
It was all right. Then he made the one on the plane. What was that called?
Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah, Snakes on a Plane. No.
That was Sam Neill.
He was a U.S. Marshal on the plane.
Yeah, whatever.
Nonstop
was decent, too. I mean, they would all be decent movies if you weren't comparing them to Taken as a thing. I'm sure this Walk on the Tombstones, obviously people have been comparing it to Taken as well. But.
So which one grossed $225 million? That was Taken 2?
Taken 2 did $375.
Damn. What do we think the best Liam Neeson movie is?
Darkman.
No. Ooh. Wrong. Dwayne just leaned in and said that and was so happy. Like, come on, who's with me?
Kick him out of one. He go one. Kick him out of your house for that. Yeah.
Star Wars: The Phantom Menace.
Okay. I don't know.
He was probably the best thing about the movie.
He was. I mean,
Taking the original could be up there. I really like The Gray, which not that many people like.
You think that's his best movie?
No, but I'm saying I really like it.
The Gray was awesome.
I don't know.
I liked
man.
Him a lot in
I don't know.
In Batman Begins.
Love Actually.
Awesome in that.
Yeah, I think so too. But
he's in Schindler's List also.
I'm thinking about
which is not a classic movie according to Montego.
Love Actually, is that your favorite movie?
I don't know, man.
Taken 3 is called Taken 3. Just called T-A-K, the number 3, and
TK3. The Revenge.
Anyway. I'm trying to look here. I don't know. Next of Kin.
I don't want to say Taken, but I really liked him in Taken.
Rob Roy.
I like that movie except for the rape scene.
That's my favorite part.
I'm about to say it raped me. I
Gangs of New York, he's barely in. But
oh, yeah, that's right.
In. Kingdom of Heaven.
He was the preacher. Yeah.
No, he wasn't the preacher. He was the preacher's father.
He's Aslan in all the Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah. I think we had the same conversation on the last podcast.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know if it's the same, but Clash of the Titans movies. A-Team?
I love them on A-Team.
A-Team is good. I'm probably going Taken. Original.
I think so. Me too.
So, I'm going with Darkman still.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Darkman.
I'm going to say Schindler's List.
Okay.
The world would probably agree with you. Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
I've actually never seen it either.
I should have seen it.
I know.
I've never seen it.
I've seen it. It's good. It's a great movie.
Since
but,
I'm half Jewish, you know.
I'm shaking my head too.
You live close enough.
Half Jewish.
Mateo can play any role of any ethnicity.
Except for a white man. Can't pull that one off.
I don't know. You'd be a tan guy. A
very, very tan white man.
Just got back from a 2-week vacation.
Well, that's going to be it for the news, man. That was pretty quick.
That's not actually the news. Are we moving into box office numbers?
Which well,
is
you know what?
Part of the news.
Maybe I should add this because this wasn't. I think this is kind of big news. We found out last night that they're splitting Avengers 3 into two movies. So.
Is that for sure, though?
I think that's pretty much for sure, okay. Man. That's right. I kind of think they are. So,
well, it's one of those, let's put two movies.
That
let's
would be
make
great.
Let's make $2 billion instead of making
more
$1
billion. More is better.
Is it going to be year after? Like,
I'm sure.
Probably a year.
You guys were talking about this before, that they did this with The Hunger Games, Twilight,
Harry Potter.
But you also have to remember all those are based, Lord of the Rings, all those are based off of books that have ended. Okay, so them doing this, either way, it's not going to really matter because they're two separate movies.
Right, it's not like they're making Avengers 3 two movies. It just means they're making Avengers 3 and Avengers 4.
With maybe the same villain or something like that.
Well, I think they
could, unless they do like a to-be-continued in the middle of a fight.
They are absolutely going to stop it right in the middle. I mean, it's going to be the same story.
When's the last time they made a movie that like they chopped it right in the middle and didn't let you know what was happening? They left you on that big of a cliffhanger until it was 2 years later. Usually every movie has...
I got you right here.
Okay, but hold on. Usually every movie has a semi-ending. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nope.
Like, before what?
Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Okay, first off...
It was the same
He goes,
damn
got
movie.
You right here. First off, that was 30 years ago.
What damn difference does it make?
And second off, it wasn't that crazy
it was.
Of a thing.
I'd like to see the Avengers lose in the first
you're not
part
telling
one.
Me,
That'd
you're
be
not
awesome.
Telling me they didn't have a semi-ending at the end of those movies?
They didn't. The Doc got blasted to hell someplace else, and then like the dude walked up, and then he was like, he's in the old wish! The Doc is alive! And he took off in the next movie. But it was all shot at the same time, too. Those movies was shot in succession, man. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe...
The advantage is keeping all the actors together, keeping them under contract. They don't get older. And
even
you know,
with the Lord of the Rings movies,
they shot them all at one time.
They did, but there was still semi endings to each one of those movies. You know,
there's a small victory in the big picture.
Exactly. And then it's like, we know we're going on, but I'm talking about like straight up like a guy hanging off a cliff.
Well,
like,
well, let me say this.
Movie's over. Right. Does he fall?
Let me say this. You know, to me, if you're doing something like that, it's more even dramatic, and I like it better when the
I would hate it
when the movie ends dark, like my favorite movie in history, the Raiders of the Lost Ark, Empire Strikes. Shut the hell up, Empire Strikes Back.
It wasn't even close.
I mean, boom.
These movies you keep bringing up are 30 years old. Exactly.
Wait a minute. But the movies are still
classic,
and they are applicable to today.
Classic. Star Wars is not a classic according to your definition of a classic.
It's yeah, Montego's definition.
Going with the Wind is classic. Like
50 years old,
right? I think that a movie that would be close would be Inception. The very end of that.
Inception. What's Inception?
No, because they're not going to do a sequel to Inception. Right. That was planned to be.
I
like
know.
That
I just
time.
And don't that try bothered
to, you're
me.
You're just talking about like, open-ended movies, though.
Yeah, that's just an open-ender.
Dude, don't tell me that Empire Strikes Back is still not applicable. Kiss my cheeks.
Whatever. I'm just saying it doesn't happen very often, you piece of shit.
You're going to stop using profanity at me, young man. I'm going to shove this bottle up your fucking ass. What's
going on? How do you know I don't like that?
You might.
That's my favorite thing.
All right,
been tripping you this whole time.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be bad.
Yeah, we'll do it on air, too. All right.
Yo!
It's actually kind of nice.
Right. Whoa, I thought this was going to be weird, but it's feeling pretty good in there.
Who's next?
Here's a weird transition. Box office numbers. All right. So we got box office numbers this week. Big one, number one, is The Maze Runner, which I'm going to get into because I did see.
I want to see that movie. I really, really do.
Here in a minute. But Maze Runner did $32 million the weekend. So it's up to $110 million worldwide.
That blows my mind.
So it's pretty big. I think they're already going to do a sequel.
It's amazing what movies make money. How could you predict this stuff, man? You know, you couldn't predict what these movies are going to make.
$34 million budget, so it's pretty big.
Oh, that's a smash hit. Goodness gracious. 34.
Speaking of, I'm going to look this up real quick. I was looking it up yesterday. My girlfriend's watching Fault in Our Stars.
Y'all love that movie.
I don't fucking love it.
Y'all love that movie. That's y'all theme.
By your girlfriend, you mean you were watching.
Yeah, me alone in the bathtub weeping.
Crying naked.
With candles.
I'll be a nice glass of vino. But it had a $12 million budget. $12 million worldwide, made $301
million. This is Graham's example of smashing success.
That's what I'm saying. It has the small. It cost $12 million to make, which is nothing in Hollywood.
Too bad the movie sucked ass.
$301 million. So that's a pretty huge thing.
I was waiting to see him defend the movie. He didn't. Okay. Nah, he still got balls.
So number two is Walking the Tombstones, Liam Neeson. This one's kind of a fail so far. $28 million budget. Worldwide, $22 million.
Ooh.
This is Where I Leave You, which is that comedy with like Jason Bateman and Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah.
It's made $17 million and a $20 million budget.
Ooh.
No Good Deed. This is Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
The Stalker movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a bad, actually. Production budget of 13.2. So far, it has made $44 million. So
I really didn't want to see him play a role like that. I hate shit like that.
Not a bad deal. Number, where am I on? Four is Dolphin Tale 2. $33 million worldwide. That was actually number five.
You would think that movie would make more money than
number
that.
Six, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Damn. $635 million Ooh. Worldwide.
Still making coin.
Number seven, Let's Be Cops. Number eight is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is up to $334 million.
Damn.
So a hit.
Shit. For some damn turtles.
Number nine, The Drop. Mr. Curly over here is.
No, you right. He went
has
and saw
gay
movie.
Love sex. Once
that movie was awesome. That had an open ending. To the film. Also.
Oh, thanks for the fucking spoiler alert. But this movie it doesn't have the budget available, but it's only made not even $9 million.
It was a limited release, okay?
Is this yours or mine?
Super limited. Yours.
Oh.
And number 10 is If I Stay, which is like that, you know, kind of teen movie. Another pretty big hit, actually. I think it was a book. $11 million budget, $68 million it's done. So.
All right.
That does it there for the box office mojo.
Well, it's different from being in the beginning of the summer with the big lightning bolt numbers and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. It's pretty interesting. It's a fascinating business.
So, moving on here, and we're into the what we're watching section.
What are we watching?
You want to start it off?
Sure, man.
Well, I think we all watched Gotham, which we're going to get
to. Yeah, we're
not
going to talk about
Gotham. We're going to get to here at the end, so we'll
save that.
I watched
two big things this week. One was Pacific Rim. I love that movie, but I won't talk about Pacific Rim. Love it, though. But I watched this premiere week for television, so I watched Scorpion. And that's the show that's about the bunch of Rayman type nerds. It's a whole crew of them that was not making any money, even though like the leader of it has a IQ higher than Einstein. Kind of cool though. The show starts off where like a government like task force is like, you know, dropping out of helicopters and stuff, and they like infiltrate this house in Ireland. And they come in, they run past the mother, they run past the daddy, they run past the sister. They go upstairs, and it's a little boy with a declaration of surrender in his hand. He's like, this is a declaration of surrender. I give up. He's like maybe 8. He hacked NASA. And so they take him into custody, and then they fast forward, and he's a grown man. He's a geek that's not adjusted, and all his friends are geeks that's, you know, not adjusted to society. And then so somebody is doing something in the world, like they sabotage LAX airport, so there's no Wi-Fi and stuff going on, and the planes have no information. And so they recruit the nerds to save the day. So it was pretty interesting. It had one thing that happened in it that I didn't like, but pretty entertaining. I'm gonna watch the second show.
Yeah,
so that's about it for me, man. Well, that's all. I watched a lot this week, but that's all I'm gonna talk about. Yeah.
I watched a couple of things. I watched Boardwalk Empire, still great, going on, love it.
How many more is left with that?
Oh, geez, probably, because I think the season's running like 10 or like 11 or 12.
It seemed like it's been going.
This is the last season, maybe only like 7. It just started the season, so that's still going, it's really good. Sons of Anarchy, watched, awesome, so love it, can't say it.
That's your show right there. You're going to make me watch it one day.
And then the big one I'm talking about is Maze Runner. I saw Maze Runner. It was good.
Wait, how did you see Maze Runner?
I saw it in the theater.
All right, because we are law-abiding citizens here.
I liked it. It was good. The whole thing was good.
It's a like it, but I hear a but coming.
Yeah, away. Definitely there's a but. It's just the story is like, you know, from the preview, it's there. The kid comes up, you know, the main character there comes up in like an elevator thing into this like plane area. Like grass and kind of little forest area.
It starts like that?
Yeah. That's where he comes up and he doesn't remember what's going on or who he is.
So they throw you right into it. They don't take any time.
There's probably like 30 or 50 or maybe more than that, like 50, 60, you know, boys there. And none of them remember anything but their names. And they have to survive there and try to figure out. They're trapped and surrounded by this walls, and this maze opens up every day and it closes every night. So this kid comes in and he's different because he's very curious about what's going on, and you know, some people like him, some people hate him, because he's questioning like the laws and all the stuff that they've had there forever. So the movie was really good except for the ending. You know, the last 15-20 minutes, it was like the whole time they're in there was cool, but then the reason why they're locked in the maze and you know what goes on after is kind of like, when they figure out, it's kind of, it was a letdown for me. I don't know. It's a very popular book though, so people are a lot of people already know that they like it. I'm sure, but
it's always a book for these kings.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the young adult. They're trying to do everything young adult.
I didn't think they read though, but they read a lot.
That's where the money is. Like we said, it's Harry Potter, it's Twilight, Hunger Games, Divergent, Maze Runner.
Divergent was a book.
Yeah. Yeah. Maze Runner, and then they tried to do that Giver movie.
Yeah.
But that didn't do very well. But
did you see that?
No, okay. I probably might. But okay. The young adult movies are where Hollywood's
money.
Going. Yeah,
that's why I guess the CW stays alive.
Right. So I would recommend seeing it. I don't know if you have to see it in theater. If you want to, sure. It was a cool movie. Just like I said, up until that,
it was entertaining.
Yeah, but I liked it. Cool.
I got you. As long as it's entertaining, right. Shoot, I'm with you.
So, anybody else see anything?
I finally saw The Lone Survivor for the first time.
Fucking love it. Weeks.
It was awesome. It was so good.
Marcus, never out of the fight.
Right.
I watched that like one scene when
that's what he do, right? He just watch scenes.
I do. Yeah. My favorite scenes from movies. What's his name? Mike. the Taylor guy. What's his name?
I don't know. His character name?
I haven't seen
the actor. Movie, the actor. So John Carter. Taylor Kitsch. His character when he's like, he just looks over at him. He's like never out of the fight. Then just bolts up and sacrifices himself and wins. Pretty sure he won the Medal of Honor.
The actual person.
He did. You don't even need to look it up. He did.
I'm looking up his name though. It's Michael, and his last name starts with an M too. You liked it though?
Oh, I loved it. It was so, dude, it was so badass. Like it's those guys go through so much shit. It's unbelievable.
Well, I read the book, and I fucking barely read. Mike Murphy, they call him Murph. I read that book. The shit that was almost even cooler is like
You read the screenplay.
No, I read the book. When he starts, like when he's like a teenager, starts training to become a SEAL, and then you know it goes from that point to this whole thing. So it's sweet.
They like get shot like 50 times and keep just going.
Fucking
like,
rocking on those rocks like it was nothing.
Yeah,
and that's exactly. That fucking shit is true too.
They had to do that. They had to. I mean,
yeah, it's awesome.
It was unbelievable.
I'm just left out of the conversation. I didn't see the movie.
Well, I saw bits of it, and it is a very good movie. It's powerful.
It's one of the most realistic.
Powerful movie.
Yeah. One of the most realistic, like, military movies I've ever seen. Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Cool.
Yeah. Because of Black Hawk Down.
Craig, what you got something you saw?
I saw The Drop last weekend with Tom Hardy. And like I said before, it was a limited release movie.
James Gandolfini
was also in it. It was awesome. And not just because Tom Hardy was in it. It was...
Tom Hardy Stucker we're talking to.
It was such...
Tom Hardy wannabe.
It was like the best written movie I've seen in a long time.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Jesus, that's a pretty...
Was he a pussy or was he kind of badass in it?
The trailer makes him look like a pussy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
the movie to make your.
I don't want him to be a pussy. Right. That's because I do like Tom Hardy. I make fun of him, but I like Tom Hardy.
The end of the movie.
Okay, cool. I hate you.
But it's it's very open ended at the end of how like the real meaning of the movie. It's really 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 good though. Tom Hardy does a lot of artsy movies. This is definitely one of his artsy movies, and it was I forgot he was Tom Hardy.
Is your favorite movie Bronson?
Probably by Tom Hardy. Yes.
You know why?
I have no idea.
Because Tom Hardy goes. Full frontal in that movie.
I watched it a couple of weeks ago too.
Curly stood up in a theater and cheered.
Bronson, that's the true story of the guy overseas.
Yeah, true story of a British criminal who was like a notorious inmate in a prison who like
beat up.
What he would do while he was naked in the movie is he would get sticks of butter. And he would rub himself down with butter so he was super slippery, and he'd wait for the guards to come in and just fucking want to fight with them, and they couldn't grab him because he'd be slipping, and he would just fucking fuck him up. It was awesome.
That movie was like probably his breakout performance of him from being just like this.
But there was
just
a thing,
like TV guy. There was a holy shit, this guy can actually act.
A riot. There was a famous riot that went on for like days. That he like
was it at juvenile court?
Yeah, right. No, that he.
Hey, don't mention that name in here.
He got to like the roof of like the prison because it was ongoing for like it was a huge news story over there. That's why they made the movie about him.
But the drop was awesome. I absolutely recommend it.
What country was this? England.
I put it in London.
He was in Scotland Yard.
All right, Scotland Yard. That's of London. That's not a prison. That's the police department.
They have a prison there too.
It's called Scotland Yard.
He's like 17% sure of that, and I don't think that's true. I think that's like their jail. I don't know if that's their prison.
The Scotland Yard.
Irrelevant. Irrelevant.
It's the police.
Erroneous.
Not on charges.
I watch Sherlock every week, so.
Yeah.
I saw Sherlock Holmes this week too.
Which one?
The second one.
The TV show?
Oh, the movie.
Oh, okay.
The game. Was Game of Shadows or that the
game
first
of Shadows.
One?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, those are good.
Good stuff.
Are they making a third one?
And House of Cards. That's it for me.
You watch too much.
No, man.
What about you?
I was just watching Wolverine and just trying to figure out if that was Lady Deathstrike or if that's just somebody new.
Which one are you talking about? Which Wolverine?
The, what is that? The Wolverine.
He's talking about the Japan Wolverine.
Which one is Lady Deathstrike? The girl
with the
sword?
Yeah, the girl that was following him. Yeah, the girl with the sword. Yeah, the other one was Miracle.
Lady Deathstrike was Lady Deathstrike.
Lady Deathstrike is Yuriko.
I think I disagree with you with
this. No, that's her name in the movie.
Yeah, I will put.
It's like talking about comic books.
I will, but
her name is Mary Kay in the movie. Huh? Her name is Mariko
Lady
in the movie.
Lady Deathstrike is Yuriko.
The prettier one who he's...
That's what I'm talking
the granddaughter.
Oh, we're saying the same thing. Yeah, okay, we're saying the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about the other.
The girl with the sword, he's trying to figure out if that's...
No, we agree. Right, that was supposed to be... In the comics, that's who that was, of course.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Yeah, but they did it.
They never said her last... I mean, they did say her last name, but that couldn't really...
But they can't do that because in X2, they had a different... Yeah. You know.
And Man of Steel, that's basically all I was basically watching.
Fucking love it.
I still need to rewatch it.
It's the wrong music, punk.
It's a Superman, that's Sean Williams.
That's a throwback, right there.
Real quick, I was gonna say when he's talking about Sherlock Holmes, I was seeing if there's gonna be a third one. The director of those movies, Guy Ritchie, he's making a. I saw this the other day. He's making a King Arthur movie, Knights of the Round Table.
What Idris Elba?
He might. Yeah, he is. You're right. He is in it, but King Arthur is. Charlie Hunnam, who's the main guy from Sons of Anarchy and the main guy from Pacific Rim. Yeah. So, I'm not sure. Idris Elba is Bedivere. I don't know who that is.
I don't know. I thought you was going to say Lancelot.
No. But
Tom Hardy is Lancelot.
I'm sure that'll be a sweet movie. I'm glad. I want Charlie Hunnam to get more like leading roles. Charlie Hunnam turned down to be the lead role in that 50 Shades of Grey movie because he was like, this is too fucking weird of a book for me to do.
I don't even know that.
Yeah, the trailer looked really good.
I don't even know
for
that.
For what? Movie. 50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades. I'm looking at the ceiling now.
Yeah, you're
50
fucking, Shades of Grey. Because you're weird. Because he doesn't want us to call him weird.
All right, well.
Is anybody going to see Dracula?
I'm going to see Dracula.
I'm going to see Dracula. I like that actor. So his name is Luke Evans. Evans, yeah. I like
the bargeman from...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hobbit. Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah. I've been trying to watch that. It's on HBO Go.
Oh,
but
my God.
It's fucking...
It's good. It's
borderline. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Yeah, I'm like, I need long, to put aside some time.
Pure pretty.
Yeah.
Speaking of long-ass movies, did you guys see the news report on how long Interstellar was supposed to be this week?
No. 4 hours or something?
It's supposed to be longer than Dark Knight Rises.
What was Dark Knight Rises, 2.5 or something?
I gotta look up the actual numbers because I don't
want to
be.
I think it was 3.
Interstellar is supposed to be like a 3 hour, close to 3 hours.
Well, the first time I watch it, I'll love it.
What? I can't get enough of Christopher Nolan. I love his long movies.
Have you seen Inception? Because Tom Hardy's in that. It's a really good film.
How long is Interstellar? It says here. I got an article I'm pulling up here.
It is 5 hours on 23 seconds.
It was a big news. It was a news article on IGN that I did see that it was. I want to see it was 2 hours and 38 minutes. I want to say in the Dark
Knight. 169. Dark Knight Rises was 165, and Interstellar is supposed to be 169, which puts that at what 2 hours 49. And 50 minutes. Yeah.
I'm all right with it. Hell yes. It does the job. I don't care.
The problem with those movies is you'll watch it the first time, and then for myself, I'll watch it the first time, and I'll love it, but I'll start
fast-forwarding through
the second time over the parts I know that are
it happens.
Slow.
Yeah. I forgot that Jessica is
Chastain
is in that movie, and she was in Zero Dark Thirty, which is one of my top five favorite movies.
I don't know who that woman is.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She means
good.
Nothing
she was
to me.
She in Lawless. She was in a couple other things. What?
That's what we're watching, right?
We just keep talking about anything that comes up.
Right, we got other shit to talk about, y'all. Let's roll.
Right, yeah, we're rolling on, and we'll be right back with In the Comics.
We are back in the comics, and then I got half the goddamn table walking away to go use the bathroom because they don't want to be in the conversation, but the hell with them. Anyway, first of all, we'll hit some news with the comics, what's going on right now. And the biggest news, the breaking news that just came out on Friday, just yesterday, is that the feud is finally over with the book legend Jack Kirby announcing a settlement just days before the U.S. Supreme Court has scheduled a conference to discuss whether to take the case to potentially when billions is on the line. So, are you familiar with this case?
No,
you don't know what I'm talking about? Well, you know, back in the day, a lot of comics people got shafted.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Now that you said it, yes, I do.
Right. So, the Marvel family of Jack Kirby has amicably resolved their legal disputes with and looking forward to advancing their share with the goal of honoring Mr. Jack Kirby's significant role in Marvel's history. So Bottom line,
he gonna get a cut.
No, oh, he's dead. Like all well, these family, settlements yeah. is right. These yeah. guys are dead, and you know the family starts fighting for just like you know with the other folks, and so yeah, you're right. And so the settlement of the case, which was they say is gonna surely please the Disney shareholders as much as it was disappoint others in the entertainment industry, bringing the continuous lawsuit that started after Jack Kirby's family, represented by attorney Mark. I'm watching something silly in the room, y'all. So anyway, make a long story short, the lawsuit is over. It's been resolved. So that's one more thing out of the way that's been getting in the way of comics, just like, you know, the Superman boys right, and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Pay the artists.
Get the people together, yeah, man. Pay the people, man. So
give them a piece of the pie.
And everybody know Jack Kirby. Without him, the modern day comics would not be modern day comics. He was a phenomena, you know, in his day. Right. Even if he was here live today, nobody has been able to duplicate his speed and his style and just anything about him. So anyway, that's it for the only story we have. So we're going to quickly get to the comics of the week.
Comics of the week.
And the comics of the week this week would be what? We went with Superman Doom 2.
Superman will never be Doom
2.
Superman Doom number 2.
Not possible.
And also we did Mighty Avengers number 14.
Right. So let's get to Superman Doom real quick.
Superman Doom.
So, let's see, the credited writers on the Greg Pak and Charles Soule did the story. The art by Ken Lashley.
It's four artists.
Yeah. Just too many to name, to be honest with you, but it's this is the second of the story with going on with the Doomsday. Now, there's been other titles that in the Superman, continuity that's taken up this story. And so the first Superman Doom came out like at the beginning of the summer, and then they had all the books fill in with the other titles. Right. So then here's Doom. So you read it. What you think, man?
I thought it was very good. It made me go back, like you said, and look at some back issues to kind of understand, get caught up to what's going on in this issue. Mm-hmm. And this was, like you said, Hennett, this was a long series.
Well, it wasn't like 6 months. Like, well, no, most but
we didn't say long series, meaning like what? Like Superman was
it's a lot. Well,
messed up for a while?
Well, to get to where it is right now.
Yeah.
That's, I'll put it that way.
Well, quick synopsis is basically Doomsday was on the planet. And Superman was like, okay, he has to be stopped. And so he engaged in a fight with him, and it got deep, so deep that Superman basically ripped him in half.
Yeah,
but it was a mistake when he did that.
Yeah, because Doomsday has a new type of,
he was a living weapon.
He's a living weapon.
His presence was actually infecting, like, people for miles, and they were dying.
Right, if he bleeds.
And when he
split
him in half, Superman became infected. So, as you can see, slowly but surely, he lost his humanity, and he became Doom.
Not worried about it. First off, he's not human, so he doesn't have any humanity, so you're wrong already.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is there only one Doomsday? So yes. Like what? So he came back to life after Superman killed him?
Actually, they cloned Doomsday.
Well, not only that. This is the new 52 Doomsday.
Okay.
So all that stuff would, you know, that happened, didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I think the death of Superman is hinted to have happened in the new 52. Okay. But you kind of got to throw out those old stories.
Gotcha.
Because they rebooted it.
Gotcha. Like, okay.
What, 2 years ago? Three years ago? So,
years ago. But they still have the characters, a lot of the characters that from the death of Superman carried over to this. Like, what's the Cyborg Superman and
right.
And John Henry always been around, but you know, you get what I'm saying,
right? So basically, they found out that the real villain behind this whole thing is if you've been following the series, is Brainiac, and so he's been behind this whole thing. So actually, you know, the series didn't end,
right?
But it was a damn good book.
No, it is. It actually is good. Brainiac is pretty. He's affiliated. Well, he's assimilating everyone on Earth. And they're trying to stop him, but Brainiac has this new idea as far as what the Earth should be like. And
I got a question.
Sorry, yes, sir.
Does Brainiac and Doomsday, do they work together, or are they just kind of just doing whatever they
Brainiac
want?
Brainiac was using what was going on with Doomsday to his advantage.
Right. Yeah, so they're not together, but they just kind of...
They're not like, hatch a plan.
Against each other.
No, Doomsday is a mindless...
He's the muscle, and Brainiac is the brain.
But in this book, Superman was Doom. And before he lost all of his, like, consciousness, he focused it on destroying Brainiac. So Brainiac is, like, in Superman's mind, like, you got to stop him, you know, because once I'm dead, where will he stop, you know? So it's definitely a recommend. And you know something else? I was just looking through the book really fast while we were talking. And I didn't know. I noticed it, but I didn't notice it when I first read it. How different the art is from every two or three pages. Some of it, I think, is god awful. Like the conversation he has with Bruce, the reformed Bruce Wayne in their old age, is awful.
Oh, now that was I think that was intentionally done because, like you said, old age. So they much kept it old. Yeah, they kept.
But look at it though. Style. I think that's horrible.
I mean, compared to the rest of the art in the book.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah.
My only point is that you can tell it was different art. Because I didn't pay attention to that.
Right.
So I say that's a go up and pick that one up, man.
I would say Superman no longer Doomsday.
That'd be spoilers, man. This book just came out, man. We telling people to go pick it up, man. We're telling people to go pick up the book. It's a good read.
I'll show you this, Graham. You can
answer
it for yourself.
Don't spoil.
And that book was $5, man.
Welcome to comic book collecting.
Golly. And the thing is, I bought 4 books and I spent $23.
My man. Welcome to comic
fucking books, man. God, I swear, you know, I don't mean to, you know, just break the mic with the F bombs, but Jesus.
Go ahead.
You want to start complaining about comic book collecting? Why don't you talk about how much video games cost?
$60 a hit.
Suck it.
But the thing is, comic books, it's like a weekly thing.
Right.
Right.
What if the video game sucks?
First off,
you have record exchange.
Calm down.
Mr. Kratos, could we reel it in a little bit?
I don't know.
That's book one, man. Let's get to book two.
Into anything, movies, it's going to cost you. Comic books,
motorcycles, cars,
firearms.
Firearms.
Video games, comic books, movies. If you're into any of them, keep up with everything, it's going to be expensive. Better fucking play the lotto.
All right, the second book would be Mighty Avengers, number 14, and that has Luke Cage.
I'm trying to find my copy, man.
Well, compared to Superman Doomed, as far as the artwork, is good, but Superman Doomed... Is better.
Wait a minute. We don't want to compare them. It was still good.
Yeah, it's still good. You're right. I apologize for that. It's not eye-popping, but as you read it, it goes with the storyline.
Well, who's the artist on the book?
Well, the artist on the book is, drum roll, Salvador LaRocca. And the color was Matt Mila, or Mila.
Every time we try to say a director's name or an artist or something, nobody has a name like Miller.
Nobody has Jesse Smoke.
Exactly. Just it's always something crazy. Weird.
Which book is it? 13?
No, it's actually number 14. Mighty Avengers has Luke Cage on the cover. He's fighting some type of demon.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Mateo does all digitals over here. He's trying to find it on his iPad here.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
No, I read 13. I didn't read 14.
Stupid motherfucker.
Unbelievable.
All right, that's this podcast over.
Cancel the show.
Get the fuck out of here.
Cancel the show.
Over. Can I see that book?
Start over.
We
got to erase
this. Too goddamn late.
Start over. We got to erase the whole show.
You guys are assholes.
Got to erase the whole show.
Fucking burning this place to the ground.
Unbelievable.
The comic session is doomed.
No, because I read the wrong book.
No, that's all right. It's okay.
Fucking idiot.
I read 13 and then I read Spider-Verse number 3.
Spider-Verse was great.
Motherfucker.
Spider-Verse was. I like Spider-Verse.
You didn't read the Spider-Verse.
I'm interested in the Spider-Verse.
Will you shut the hell up?
Can you believe these guys?
Anyway, so what's going on with
the. Hey, Matt, get a load of this. Idiot read the wrong book.
There's some type of entity that has the world, I guess. In peril, and Luke Cage is confronting it, and he's trying to release his friends. The new
It was kind of interesting how that creature came to be because that creature was actually something that had started from the beginning, almost time from a bunch of evil people who combined themselves.
How the fuck do you know? You didn't even read it
because I read the book before, I know how the creature came to be about. Anyway, God dang it, go ahead, Dwayne.
Speaking of the mic, sir. They're basically showing new members of the
of the Avengers, and
this book is going to be canceled, man. It's slated to be canceled, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Funny enough about this book, Mighty Avengers,
it's the affirmative action.
It's the affirmative action book. It's everybody in it is a minority.
There's, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like over the top. Well, you know, it's like. It's a couple minorities in every book.
It's kind of in your face.
Putting the one that's like, here you go. This pleases you.
To
be honest with you, the brothers kind of stick together. Yeah, right. Nobody says nothing when the Chinese people stick together. Nobody gives a goddamn. Right. You know, the brothers stick together. It's a goddamn conspiracy. Right. You know,
I'll give that to you.
But you got Kalu. I mean, he's like a Doctor Strange. He's a magician, and
he's not a Mighty Avengers. He's just with them right now.
Oh, okay. Then you got Blue Marvel,
who was basically Superman, but he's a 64-year-old black man.
Okay, Power Man,
who I don't like.
Yeah, I really don't.
I don't care for him. Yeah.
Jessica Jones, which is Luke Cage's wife,
right? And I still don't know what her power is.
Me neither. Blade.
Everybody knows Blade.
Yeah, and White Tiger.
Blade.
The Falcon.
And the Falcon. Right. And, Constance Maloney.
And don't forget Luke Cage.
Luke Cage and Spectrum.
Right.
So
it's a good book, man.
Yeah, it's a decent book.
I'm gonna be sad to see this book go, because it was not just because the hell with them being black. It was really well written. They were definitely a family in this book, and gave you the sense of there was something that was more to it. Just let's fight super criminals together with them. You know.
Well, maybe I gotta check out the books before. You know what? The thing is, I read Doom first, and then reading this one, and I wasn't really familiar with this book, so I'm gonna take your advice.
I recommend it, go read them, and get the rest.
It's only 14. Before I have a permanent opinion on this last Mighty Avengers.
Yeah, go read them; they're good. And it started. The Superior Spider-Man was a member to begin with.
Okay,
but it was Octopus.
It was Doc Ock.
He was saying shit to them like, "You fools, you know, right. You are complete idiots."
Yeah, giving it away like this isn't.
And they was like, "Wait, who do you think you're talking to?" Right, yeah. So it's a good book, man. I recommend the entire series, The Mighty Avengers. It's only like 14 books in.
Yeah.
So go read it, man. It's a good book. It's a good read, and it got a lot of good people in it.
This one was, how much was this one?
Look at Mr. Cheap Ass bucks over here.
I mean, you know, it's just like, you know,
60 bucks again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, weekly, if you know, it adds up. If you're spending $20 a week.
Bi-weekly.
Get on a mic, you dumb idiot.
What the fuck? He's over here. God Goblin, this fucking thing.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be it for In the Comics, y'all. We're going to take a break and get the hell out of here and come back with gaming in just a second. So that'll be with Curly for Kratos. That's his Twitter handle. Follow him.